Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and it is my pleasure to be studying with you on this forum, sponsored by the Orthodox Union and hosted at OU.org. We have been studying Parashat Shmot this week, as that is this week's Kriya, and now the final podcast, which we look at the final Aliyah, which is all of the fifth chapter and then the first verse of the sixth chapter. V'achar, now that Moshe and Aharon have convinced Zikne Yisrael that they are going to be redeemed, V'achar ba'u Moshe v'Aharon v'emuel paro. Now they come to Paro, and this is the first of the, this is the meeting. Korma Adonai Elohei Yisrael, shalach tamim v'yachogu li bamidbar. There's a slight rewarding of what the way Hashem had said it. But this is what Hashem, the God of Israel, said, let my people go, that they should celebrate and bring a korban to me in the desert. They don't, not, again, not asking for liberation, not asking to go to Israel, just asking for a respite. V'yom paro, mi Adonai asher eshma b'kolo l'shalach et Yisrael. Who is this Hashem that I should listen to him, that I should obey him, and let them go? Lo yadati et Adonai v'gam Yisrael lo ashaleach. The gam here is not a separate statement. It says, I don't know who this Hashem is, and therefore I'm not going to send Yisrael out. Vayomru, so their answer was, Elohe ha'ivrim. Now you know who he is. He's the God of the Hebrews, these slaves. Nikra aleinu, he has encountered us. Otherwise he's going to kill us. And what's that? What advantage is that going to be to you? Because we're your slaves, and we're going to die. He said we have to bring him an offering. Why are you bothering already from their actions? Go to your own troubles. Meaning that he's reading Moshe and Aaron as being troublemakers who are raising or making up a story. Vayom paro, hin rabim ata am haaretz. Now there's lots of people in the land. Vishpatem otam misiv lotam. So Paro is concerned that the people have too much free time, and Moshe and Aaron are going to rile them up. So what does he do? Vayitzav paro b'mahu atanog sim ba'am. So the officers, the taskmasters, Vetchotrav, the officers who punish people for not doing their work, he said as follows, Lemor. Lo tosifun atetevan la'am l'bon alvinin kit moshel shom. Kit moshel shom, literally yesterday and the day before, means since ever. Don't give any more straw to the people for them to make bricks. Heim yachubik oshulam tevan. They are going to have to go out and find their own straw. Vetmatkonet alvinim asherim osim kit moshel shom tasimu alehem. The amount of bricks that they have, the quota of bricks that they have from before, keep on them. Lo tigru menu, don't take it away. Meaning that they're going to have to make the same amount of bricks, but also provide the materials. Kinir pimhem, they're getting weak. Al kainhem tzuakim lemor, nechavniz b'chaloinu. That's why they're making up this story about going bringing a korban. So what happens? Tichbar avodal anashim v'yasuva. Let them work hard. V'al yishu b'divei shaker. Let them forget about all these lies and not be look for salvation there. So what happens? Vayitzu nokseh ha'am v'shotrav v'imru ala am limor komar paro aninu ten lachem tevin. So they came out to the people and they said, Paro said, I'm not giving you any more tevin. Now notice, komar paro. Atem lachu, you have to go, k'chu lachem tevin, me'asher timtzeu, go find straw, ki ein nigra me'orotchem davar. Nothing has been diminished. The quote is the same. V'yaf etzam b'chol eretz yitzvam k'oshesh kashel tevin. So everybody went out to find straw so they could make the bricks. Vanoksim atzim lemor kaluma sechem dvar yom biyomo kasher yota teven. And the taskmasters were pushing them, saying, "You have to finish every day, just like when you had teven." Vayukush shotrei bnei Yisrael. Now we hear about another group, which are the officers among bnei Yisrael, asher samu alehem noksei farol lemor. In other words, the taskmasters of Egypt put Jewish taskmasters over the Jews, and they were the ones who were getting it. Because Madua Lochlitem Chokhem Labon Kidmon Shoshom Gam Tol Gamayom. You're not bringing in the quota like you used to. In other words, it was their job, and if the slaves under them didn't bring it in, they got hurt. So what happens? So the Shotrim come straight to Paro, and they yell, and they scream at him, and say, why are they complain? Why are you doing this? You're not giving us straw. They're telling us, those guys are telling us to make bricks. And now everybody is suffering. And it's hurting everybody. And so what's Paro's answer? Vayomer nerpim atim nerpim. You guys are going weak. You're going lazy. That's why you're saying, let's go do this. Now the Shotrim weren't part of this original conversation. But now they hear, why is work getting so much harder? Because of the complaint that we have to go and that we want to go and bring Levanim. And we want to go worship. Sorry. So so you have to go and do the work. The straw is not going to be given to you, and you have to provide everything. And the Bnei Yisrael, these officers saw them, and obviously in a bad light, saying, "You can't let anything go. You got to do this. You got to continue the same thing." And so they encountered, meaning the Shotrim encountered Moshe and Aaron, who were standing there as they came out from Paro. Meaning Moshe and Aaron are coming in. They come out. And so they cursed them. They said, God should see you, Ishpot, and should judge. Literally, you've made us smell bad. And you've given them a sword to kill us, meaning, because of your request that we go out and bring a korban, now they've got an excuse to hurt us even more and make things terrible. So now Moshe, with all of his opposition to being sent, comes, it seems good, the Zekanim are behind him, he comes to Paro, the standoff happens, and the result of it is now the people throw up their hands. So he comes to Hashem and says, Adonai, lama ha-ra-ha-yot lamazeh, lamazeh shtachtani. Why are you treating these people so badly? Why do you send me? In other words, it should have been left alone, and that would have been it. Omeyaz bati ha-paro l'dabe b'shmecha yira la-amazeh. Since I came to Paro, it's gotten worse. Vatzelo etzelta tamecha. Not only haven't saved them, it's gotten worse. What is Hashem's answer? I'm not done. You wait and see. Right now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro. He's going to send them out. He's going to expel them. This is just the beginning. Right now he's holding on to them, but he's going to end up sending them out with power and strength, meaning he's going to be very strong to get them out. There's a beautiful midrash that criticizes Moshe for his words here. He says, "Umi az bati al paro," and it says, because Moshe sinned with the word az, he had to make up for it by praising God with the word az, famously, az yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael. What's that about? Here, Moshe expects to have the solution happen right away. He comes, and instead of there being a solution, the first step seems like a step backwards. He says, ever since I came to Paro, things have gotten worse. You know, he's looking at the short term. How does he end up praising God? He ends up seeing not only the victory over Egypt, but if you look at Shirat Hayam, all of the great future victories and future and the long-range effect that this miracle has on nations far away. That is the tshuva. But here we're seeing Moshe at the beginning of his career. Hashem sent him. Hashem promised him to be with him. Bnei Israel were comfortable with it. They came together to Paro, and the beginning steps were very difficult. Of course, in next week's Parashat Vayira, we will hear how those steps get more confrontational until finally in Parashat Bo, when I will rejoin you, we will hear about the first real steps out of Egypt. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, and it's been a pleasure studying with you. Enjoy the Kriyat HaTorah of Sefer Shmot, Parshat Shmot.